Day one practice probably would fall in the category of day one expectations, training camp. But energy was very good. Workload was outstanding. But we're just getting started. We obviously have a lot of work to do. You go through the different things, for corrections. Obviously, had the ball on the ground too much. We had a few players on the ground too much. So drill work was really good. Delivered some clean, really clean execution out there. Frankly, a couple of great combination blocks. There's some great examples of guys getting off blocks, DBs breaking on the ball. So there's a lot of good video. But it was day one. So, and we're off to a solid start.
Mike, I know you don't necessarily accept the ball on the ground, but a lot of it was your young running backs. Is that to be expected, do you think, a little bit early on?
No expectations than that. I mean, everybody understands it's clear. We make it clear in the way we start each and every session as far as the off-season program, training camp. We spend a lot of time this time of year with video and presentations and with the 5 Green Bay Packer fundamentals. And, ball security is at the top of it because this game's all about the football. You have to take care of the football. But on the other side of it, you have to get defense credit because there's some great ball extraction there too. Two excellent plays there as far as getting the ball out. So I mean it goes both ways, but you have to take care of the football, and that's how we win games around here.
Do you have any concerns about Ty's ball security, just from what you've seen over his?
Ty Montgomery? No, I don't. I think he's extremely conscientious. He works on the techniques that are important to taking care of the football, and I think he's only going to improve.
What's Herbal Letters? Dropped out toward the end
yesterday. Herb will not practice today. Herb Waters will not practice today. He hurt his shoulder again.
It's the same deal as the mini.
He hurt his shoulder again, yeah. That's same deal, right?
Mike, does pass blocking come natural for any of those rookie backs yet, or is it kind of a new deal for?
We'll find out tomorrow. That's the thing, particularly with the inline positions and particularly the inline skill. To your point of pass protection, it's definitely a skill, and you really can't practice it or simulate it until you put the pads on.
Mike, is Trevor Davis, does he look a little more like a full-grown receiver this year? Is he a bigger, stronger guy? What do you see?
No, absolutely. I think Trevor's definitely matured. I think the biggest thing is you see it in the players that go from year one to year two, and especially in Trevor's case where he had huge adjustment just as far as just the terminology and the language, the whole operation of playing in our offense compared to his college experience. So he's very comfortable. He's done a great job in the weight room. I would say just day one there, Geronimo and him have really taken that step physically that you look for in year two.
Mike, speaking of taking steps physically, Rob and I bumped into Ty before camp. He just looked thicker and stronger and more muscular. He said he did put on some more muscle even the last 6 weeks. What did you think when you first saw him when he came back? And how do you feel about where he is physically?
Well, I mean, all these guys are gifted, obviously, athletically and what they're able to do with their bodies. He's definitely in the exceptional category. So, I mean, he could probably be as big as he wants to be. And I mean, he's very gifted young man genetically. So, he's conscientious of what the position asked for him, and definitely. Compared to playing receiver and just for the amount of hits that he has to take, and I think his body definitely reflects that.
Mike, the extra passing emphasis that you put in there in the spring, were you able to see that carry over?
I think so. I mean, there's some good plays. What I look for, I call them clean plays. When you see the execution is, whether it's the action of the quarterback, the fit of the running backs and pass protection into the way the line's setting and you're throwing on time, the ball's coming out on time, receivers are hitting the top of the route, creating separation for the window for the ball to be thrown. It's caught. So, I mean, you guys watched practice yesterday. We had some clean looks there, and and our DBs did a really good job where, you know, they're breaking on the ball and there's, and you know, the coverage was tight. So the pass rush is definitely, we're ahead of schedule today than we were this time last year, any other year. And I think it's clearly the commitment that we've made in the OTAs.
Thank you. Luke Jetson, both of said you wanted to get handled over the ball because you had things happening. Does that start now? Or does it start on the field here in July?
I mean, the fundamental skill development does, but, you know, this is an installation phase, and just as I've told the team, training camp breaks up into two parts. You have an installation phase. It's the first 8 practices, and then from that we shift right into, you know, a regular season, preseason games, a regular season-type schedule where we're game planning, getting these guys into a rhythm of preparing and getting ready for a football game. So we're in the install phase, so this is – we don't really – line up and specifically, you know, tailor things to one guy, but you know those concepts and schemes are part of the install. So I mean, so that focus is more on when once you get into the games.
Speaking of Randall, is he a bigger factor in return game potentially this year than in past years?
Well, he's always part of it. He's training. He's ready to go. He's done it at a high level for us. But yes, he'll be part of our return game.
Yeah, I guess I'm just saying because Mike is not here, you don't have a proven guy.
Well, I have a lot of confidence in Trevor. You know, I think Trevor's ready to take a big step there. So, you know, this is what this time of year is for, and all those guys will compete back there.
When you watch film on practice, do you find yourself paying more attention to position groups that are more wide open, or do you try and keep it even across the board, even if one group is more veteran heavy than another?
Well, you know, I watched the video with the offensive staff, so obviously I'm more in tune with what's going on offense. But I mean, you always have to watch what's going on with defense. You know, then I watch it again with the quarterback, so it gets me a chance to get through it, you know, twice where I can get the questions answered that I'm looking for. So I'm really focused on personnel, you know, as a priority this time of year.
Mike, what was it that Jerome Allison did last year that, you know, caught your eye and separated him, and is that sort of a model for the younger guys you got now?
Well, Geronimo's instinctive football player. I think you've always seen that, even going back to the college film. I mean, his ability to separate, and you know, he has such a, you know, long wingspan, and you know, and has a very good catch and radius. So, and he makes plays. He's instinctive. You know, he feels coverage. Does a good job of, you know, getting into and away from leverage. I've always felt that he's a very instinctive football player.
Two more, please. Mike, you've had a lot of success moving Jordy Nelson around the formation. But inside yesterday, he was almost a tight end at one point, just off the line. Is that something you're going to look at trying to increase coming into this season? Just because you've had past success with it, he's obviously shown kind of, you know, he's taken to it, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Is that something you're going to be consciously trying to kind of use against defenses?
Well, it's important to move people around. And, you know, we don't answer scheme questions in these sessions, as we all know. But I'll indulge here for a second. Really, the games play into that, matchups, you know, who's going to line up in there with them, you know, all those types of things. So, but it's important to create opportunities for your playmakers, and Jordy's, you know, definitely at the top of the list. But the ability to play inside and outside, I think, is really what took him to the next level, because, you know, Jordy early in his career played the majority of his time outside, and really with the injury to Randall, when he got moved into the slot, you know, he's put up huge numbers. So a very versatile football player, and it's my job to make sure I take advantage of that.
Hey, Mike, do you think it would be fair to say that if you had your druthers, you would want to have more padded practices than you're able to have? I'm just wondering how much of a premium there is on tomorrow and the handful of padded practices.
Well, yes, to answer your question, you want more padded work, and I think it goes, you know, from both sides of it. You want the interior part of it because you have to get into the trenches, but you also need it just as bad on the outside too, you know, as far as the releases. And frankly, it protects the players better. You know, it's, you know, I've never been a fan of helmet-type practices this time of year. You know, I think things operate when it's all or nothing, you know, because I'm a big believer, and I think it really plays to human nature in environments and expectations. And we have to shift, you know, expectation in your environment, which we'll have to do from today to tomorrow. You know, I think it can put a young guy in a tough situation, or, you know, just your risk for injury may go up a little bit. So, yes, I definitely would prefer to be in pads the whole time this time of year. The rest of recovery and just the way practices are segmented, you know, it can only be on 3 hours. We have the GPS. We have a whole new system this year. So there's so much more information than you've had in the past. So you're able to train smarter and sequence things better. But that I think the padded practices, you can't have enough of them.
Mike, I know you said the ball on the ground earlier. Without the pads being on to this point, with that trio of running backs that you drafted, how much have you been able to evaluate? How much of that really gets started tomorrow?
I think tomorrow is important for all the positions and definitely the running back position, because, you know, anytime you're participating, you know, with that job responsibility, what they're asked to do to run, you know, into the line of scrimmage and pass protection, those are important practices for the running backs, even if they are all young.